All right, we'll continue covering the breaking news that Carlos Correa traded by the Minnesota Twins back to the Houston Astros. We don't know the details, what we got in return, but big news this afternoon, just breaking over the last 40 minutes or so. So we'll keep updating you as there is. We still got 81 minutes to go until the trade deadline, and we'll see if the Minnesota Twins make some more moves. I want to talk about a move in Minneapolis where we have seen a Democratic socialist on the rise. The city of Minneapolis, DFL, at their convention endorsed Omar Fateh, who is a socialist. It has been a part of the party, especially in the urban area, that has gained strength through city council members. There are a couple of Duluth DSA members who have been elected, the city council elected up there. But some around the state are concerned that this move is going to brand Democrats as far left and out of touch. And one of those raising concerns is Ryan Winkler, who is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline right now. Ryan, first, I'm sorry about Carlos Correa. I know you're broken up.
We just need to see some winning teams. So whatever they have to do to make that possible, I'm for.
Yeah, that would be nice for sure. So look, you've run for Hennepin County Attorney unsuccessfully in the DFL party. You were a House Majority Leader for quite a while. You're a suburbanite in Golden Valley. Why are you worried about what the city of Minneapolis does or doesn't do with who they pick to be the mayor?
First and foremost, what happens in Minneapolis is important for the whole state. From economic, cultural, sports, you name it, Minneapolis is our principal commercial city, and the health and vitality of Minneapolis is important for everyone. We don't all get to vote for the city leaders, of course, as it should be, but it matters, and we all have a stake in it.
What is your concern when you see sort of the leftward move and the potential, if Minneapolis votes the way that the DFL convention endorsed, which who knows what actual voters when they show up, what they're going to do?
Yeah. Or did the convention vote that way? That's a little bit unclear at this point. But, I was asked by the Star Tribune if the Democratic Socialists of America would help win back seats in rural Minnesota. And my answer is no, it won't help. Based on some of the, I've been looking at the Democratic Socialists of America.
Ryan, I don't want to cut you off, but your phone is breaking up a little bit. So what, maybe we can, we're just going to call you right back. So let's hang up on Ryan Winkler and we'll call him back. Because I want to hear what he has to say. Because this is, it is a reality with what is going on in New York. And we know Republicans are always going to accuse Democrats of being socialists. Republicans accuse Tim Walz of being a socialist. So is it worse to accuse a real socialist of being a socialist? I don't know. Ryan's back with us. Ryan, hopefully we have a better phone connection. But why don't you pick it up with what your concern would be as far as the overall brand of Democrats throughout Minnesota. Do you think that, if the city of Minneapolis elects a socialist as mayor, does that really affect the way people would consider a candidate in Golden Valley or Maple Grove or Duluth or wherever?
I think it all depends. The picture of seven city council members sitting on a stage with the defund the police banner certainly was used in races, not just around Minnesota, but in campaigns around the country to show Democrats as out of touch with the concerns of most voters. And so just because a person had a DSA endorsement by itself doesn't mean that that will be a problem, but it depends on how they actually run the city and what kind of choices they make. The DSA platform calls for abolishing the police, abolishing prisons, for collectivizing all of the largest industries in the country. I mean, these are things that are pretty far out there. And, you know, I don't know that Senator Fatte would necessarily try to do all of those things. But if they took the DSA platform seriously, yes, and that was associated with the Democratic Party, that would be a problem.
I do wonder, you know, we've already seen this sort of separation in the DFL party where the Iron Range, for example, used to be a reliable DFL part of the state and farmers were voting DFL. And over the last, I don't know if it's been over the last 10 years, you've seen city residents being more identified with what Democrats are about. It's more of an urban party versus a party that is really making any progress in greater Minnesota. Democrats have made a ton of progress in your neck of the woods and in my neck of the woods in Maple Grove, like out in the inner and second ring suburbs. Democrats, those areas are largely Democrat now, certainly not as Republican as they were 20 years ago when I first moved here. So I guess, does it really matter if, you know, it seems like people in the suburbs, I guess that's the ultimate question. Will the suburbs be turned off by a socialist turn?
They may be. I mean, and that's, it's an important question, but at a deeper level, why have Democrats been unable to win over voters who don't have a college degree, which used to be the whole purpose and mission of the Democratic Party, was to help people who didn't have the advantages of everyone else in the society get a better shot at opportunity and a better life. Well, in the last election, Donald Trump won voters making less than $100,000 a year. That, to me, is a sign that the Democratic Party has lost its way more than anything else. We've lost focus on taking care of the economic opportunity of people who need the help of the government and have shifted to a focus on cultural elite type issues that I don't think are ever going to win us votes in rural places. And so if you look at things like the DSA or, you know, the leftward turn of people in Minneapolis and St. Paul, that won't help unless they are focused back on economic and cost of living issues, the kind of things that really motivate voters to ask the government to do something more.
Ryan Winkler is our guest, former House Majority Leader. Ryan, don't you think some of the party's problems, some of the problems that the Democrats have, is that they haven't been talking enough about affordability, about the cost of living, about, you know, rent and housing being out of reach for first-time homeowners? And the DSA is talking about this stuff. So don't the Democrats need to look at sort of the inroads that socialists are making and say, all right, well, why are they making inroads and what are we not doing?
Sure. If we can talk about issues that do affect people's lives directly, like we actually saw from Mamdani in New York, and maybe we could see from Fatte in Minneapolis about the cost of housing, affordable health care, quality of schools that our children are going to, that's great. But if that means abandoning a conversation about public safety, for example, because they want to focus on police and prison abolition, then that will take us the wrong direction. So
have they been pushing the defund as much? I feel like I don't know if that's a rebrand, but I haven't been hearing that as much from a Democratic socialist or any elected officials lately.
I think you will find that the candidates for high-profile offices aren't talking about that very much. But if you look at the rank and file, if you're paying attention to what they're saying on social media and what the platform of the DSA says, it's all still there. The motivations are all still there. So I do think it's a choice for Democrats to focus in on practical cost of living issues, economic opportunity, creating a world in which the bottom half of the population actually has opportunity and hope for a better future for themselves and their kids. That's kind of been missing from the Democratic Party in certain ways. If we all focus on that, then I don't see an issue with making a common cause with people who, you know, I might not agree with all the issues on, but we definitely agree on the need to address the basic economic security and opportunity for half the states and half the nation's people.
Ryan Winkler, we appreciate the time. It'll be an interesting decision as Minneapolis votes and which way they go with this. And we thank you for being with us today. Thanks, Ryan.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
All right. 349. back in just a minute. Lots of trade action happening. Has anyone been traded in the last couple minutes? We'll find out and tell you right here on CCO.